With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, you guys, this is really cool. I'm looking at like one of those, I don't even know how you do this, but the 360 photos that people put up on Facebook, you know, where you can click on it, mouse over it, and roll it around so you can get a better view of the whole thing. I'm on Stephen Clark's Facebook page right now looking at a panoramic view of Scarlett's playground.
So cool. Today's the big opening day.
Yeah.
What?
Stephen.
Today?
Yes, it's today.
Better wake up, Stephen.
Hey, Stephen, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
We're doing
he
great.
Posted this 30 minutes ago, so we knew he was awake.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have to add that to the story we put up on our website, Stephen. This has been a long time coming for you and Lorraine.
God, it looks beautiful, Stephen. It looks
does.
Absolutely
really,
beautiful.
It's just gorgeous. And, of course, we didn't know this was going to happen, so this really sprang up fast because, you know, the playgrounds have been closed.
Right.
By the state, so we figured we don't know when they're going to open them, but we just happened to have finished it. Literally, our crew left like 2 days ago after putting the final touches on. And so now we're sitting there saying, well, now all we've got to do is open the playgrounds. And suddenly the county executive opened the playgrounds.
Yeah, nice.
So as of today, this morning. So we said, this is perfect. We threw together a ceremony. By the way, you guys are invited. I didn't have time to send it in the mail, but
get a, like, it's at 10 o'clock, though, isn't it, Stephen?
Yeah.
I know, which is we're on the air till then. But tell us about what's happening at 10 o'clock. What are you doing?
Well, we're calling this a dedication. We'll have a big grand opening because there's still some other things in the park that need to be built around it that is not our responsibility. But we're going to dedicate it today, and we want to bring out, especially there were like 3 or 4 major groups that really helped put this playground together on the ground back in August when we did the whole thing. So we're going to bring like Ideal Contracting, General Motors, that was their GM Cares program, helped us out with that. So we're going to try to bring them up there and say a couple words. But we want to keep the speeches short because there are going to be a ton of kids out there that don't want to get on this playground. Mm-hmm. So we've got Scarlett's going to cut the ribbon and go up the ramp with her friend John.
Oh, man.
And John is a great guy. They met at rehab. It sounds like an Amy Winehouse song, but they actually met at physical therapy.
It sounds like a Stephen Clark song. Don't blame this on poor dead Amy Winehouse. That's a Stephen Clark song. Jeez, Louise.
So anyway, yeah, we're happy today.
Deflect, deflect, deflect.
Oh,
Hey, Stephen, last time we talked to you, though, we were talking about an unfortunate incident that happened there where some punk came and did some damage to the playground area. Has that all been repaired?
There's one little tiny thing that has not been repaired yet. We'll put a little tape on it so nobody cuts themselves on it, but everything else was repaired fairly quickly. And I think the rail, my wife just yelled, the rail is coming today that still needs to be fixed. So whether we get it on before 10, we don't know. But you wouldn't be able to see it. Everything's well, you know, put together, and it's just phenomenal. It's great. It's going to be awesome.
Stephen, we're so excited it's finally going to open. But do tell, will there be certain restrictions in place because of the whole coronavirus?
You know, not that we're told of. I mean, you know, as a parent with kids, I mean, obviously you just want to, you know, keep an eye on your kids and just keep washing their hands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But no, we haven't been told there's any restriction. Just playgrounds are open.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Hey, and by the way, I don't want to look past today's special grand opening of the park, but I think I heard you say before that this is only the first step in several others. Are you planning other parks?
Yeah, we want to do a splash pad, first of all, at this current park. That's something that's on the table we're still working at. And then the second thing about another park, we'd actually talked with the Venegas family that owns Ideal Contracting. and they want to build a park in Clark Park in Detroit. And yes. I said, hey, if you want to do that, you've got us. We'll do what we can to help and make it happen. So,
all right, where is Scarlett's Playground? Tell us exactly where it is.
It's
at the
really
corner of Commerce and Commerce and Commerce.
Commerce and Commerce.
Dodge Park
Farm. It is. South Commerce just off East and West Commerce.
Hey, okay. Congratulations, Stephen. Yeah. This is awesome. Good for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much for your support.